for his commitment to excellence and for being an inspiration to the Latino community. The Cesar Chavez Foundation is proud to present the Cesar Chavez Legacy Award to our friend Jim Plunkett.
Thank you very much, Paul.
You know, about 10 people asked me if I wanted a teleprompter, but I said, no, I'll do it just like I did when I played. I'll just go from the seat of my pants and do it that way. But I want to thank the Cesar Chavez Foundation, Paul Chavez, and the people involved in selecting me. And I'm truly honored to be a recipient of the Cesar Chavez Foundation Award. You know, I've been lucky enough to win many, many awards over the years, but this ranks right up there with the top of them all. One of the things that got me started in football was at a very early age, you know, I loved playing sports. And I got involved on the streets just like most kids do. And as was mentioned in that highlight film, you know, my mother was totally blind. My father, legally blind. I actually picked apricots and peaches as a kid for 17 cents a bucket. Tough way to make a life. And so I figured early on in my career, or my early age, I should say, as a child, I wanted to make a better life for myself and my family to be. And so I worked hard both in the classroom and on the field. And it paid off. I got to choose the college of my choice, which happened to be Stanford. I got to continue playing football, something I loved, something that inspired me to get better. And one of the things that this all came down to was, you know, being as good as I can possibly be, never quitting, working hard to achieve the things that I finally were able to achieve, both on the athletic field and in the classroom and in business as well. And one of the things that happened along the way was that I inspired a lot of other people in the community. People in the community, Hispanic kids that I grew up with, younger kids that, you know, saw no life for them really outside of you know, where they live, that they couldn't accomplish anything. They were Hispanic. They were small. They couldn't do these things. But because of the success I had in sports and the things I accomplished, it inspired a lot of young people to get out there and give it a shot. And, you know, I feel grateful that I was able to inspire kids to find out what they could do. If they worked hard, they could accomplish whatever they set out to do. And that's the real thing that I think I left behind, that, you know, they looked at me and they said, well, if he can do it, I can do it. And I think that really meant a lot to the Hispanic community. You know, poor kid out of San Jose, my gosh, look at him, you know, I can do the same thing. And I got a lot of tremendous mail. I've talked to a lot of people over the years who said, because of you, you know, I went out for football, or I worked very hard in the classroom and I got to go to Stanford or UCLA or Harvard. And so, you know, I feel very lucky that I was able to inspire so many people. And, you know, along the way, you know, I think it meant so much to me to hear their stories about, you know, because of you, you know, I wasn't, you know, going to apply to Stanford, but because of you, I did, and I got in. Or, you know, I never thought I could be a football player, but because of you, I tried out, and I worked hard, and they said I couldn't do it, but I wanted to show them I could because Jim Plunkett did it. You know, that's a great legacy to leave, and I want to thank you all for being here. You know, it's been, I've had a great life, as I said, on that, and there's more to come. But, you know, thank you all for being here tonight. Thanks.